Two things I remember, or three things I remember particularly, that if you walked along Marine Parade, you couldn't get down to the bottom, but if you walked along there in sort of summer attire, as we did, open neck shirt, you know, flannels, and you'd be stopped immediately by police and asked for your identity card so that you could prove that you lived in Brighton. And I can remember going Blackberry. I cycled out of Brighton, round about Henfield Way. And coming back, I was stopped by the military with guns. Right, you can't come any further. Oh, I live in Brighton. And jolly good job I had my identity card on me. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been allowed in. I wouldn't have got back.
They were that strict?
They were that strict. Oh, yes, even to a well, I mean, I was 13, 14 then. So you know, they oh, yes, you couldn't get back into Brighton. Mm. And my wife always tells the story that her mother had left a watch for repair in Shoreham. And she was stopped, I think, about 10 times. We were all pretty terrified of being invaded because the propaganda was such. You can see from my scrapbooks there how we referred to the Hun and the beastly Hun, this sort of thing. I mean, now I've got many German friends, I speak German, and I can't believe the things that I wrote during the war, but we did. We were so, all the newspapers, you know, were talking about the atrocities of the Germans, that we were quite afraid of the invasion. But of course, during the worst part of the invasion, we were living, or the worst part of the invasion danger, we were living at Winchester. So I don't know what people in Brighton felt in 1940 when, I mean, had the invasion come, Brighton would have been flattened. Because in Operation Sea Lion, I mean, Hitler was going to have his headquarters here in the Royal Pavilion. And they were going to land at Brighton. And so the whole town would have been flattened. But as the war went on, there was still the danger of invasion. Even when I was down here, came down here at the end of 42, and you know, but as the war went on, and so I think we were confident all the time. I can remember my father used to say to us boys about the First World War. We lose all the battles until the final one. So it was ingrained into us. We were going to win. You know, there wasn't any question of the Germans winning. We were going to win. You know, we might have some nasty times before then, but no, we were going to win.